Should Pennsylvania state tax dollars be used to pay for kids to attend private schools? Well, in a roundabout way, that's been happening for some children for more than a decade. As Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCory reports, the top Republican came to Philadelphia to push for expanding that program.
Thomas Short sends his two sons to St. Thomas Aquinas Elementary School in South Philadelphia and says it makes a world of difference in his boys. He doesn't think much of the neighborhood public school.
They're not trying to develop the person as much as just to get them through to the next grade. It's just my opinion. Maybe that's how the public schools used to be back in the day when I went.
Short says his family lives on a $1,000 a month disability check. And so the only way he's able to afford Catholic school tuition is because he takes advantage of a scholarship program that's funded by state tax credits.
So without this, he is not going here.
It's those tax credit programs that brought Speaker of the House Mike Terzai to Thomas Aquinas.
It's really been an important part of allowing school choice in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
So what are these tax credits? They're two different programs. In both, the lion's share of the money is allocated so the state can give businesses tax breaks if they donate money to organizations that give out scholarships to help families, like the Shorts, pay private school tuition. Both limit eligibility by family income, but the threshold is relatively high. A family with two children can earn up to $90,000 per year. The programs are capped now. They can give $175 million worth of tax breaks a year statewide. Terzai's new bill would bump the cap up to $250 million. For Terzai and many other politicians, this is a win-win proposition. Businesses love the credit, and more families like the Shorts can reap the benefits. But there are critics.
You know, I see this as a carefully crafted law that was put into place to bypass the Pennsylvania Constitution's prohibition of spending tax dollars on private and sectarian schools.
Larry Feinberg is a school board member in Delaware County, who's an outspoken critic of the tax credits.
I don't think the public understands that every penny of this tax credit money is, you know, it's money that never makes it into the general fund and is therefore not available when they sit down to talk about the budget.
Compared to the 16 other states that do this, Pennsylvania's program sticks out in a few ways. More than half of the other states require the private schools to take standardized tests in order to provide accountability to taxpayers. Pennsylvania does not. And in PA, the scholarship organizations can keep 20% of the money as an administration fee. In most other states, that's capped at 10%. Terzai says any concerns are dwarfed by the good he says he knows the tax credits are doing.
A school with the love and security in this wonderful building and the uniforms and the opportunity, you know, to focus on, you know, a moral background, a Catholic background. Some people want those opportunities, and they should have some school choice.
Kevin McCory, Keystone Crossroads.